The top two candidates in the presidential race are feeling pretty good today after they cleaned up in the New York state primaries. Now they're looking to hold their challengers at bay in the contests yet to come. Donald Trump, fresh off winning big in his home state, moved on to the Midwest and the Indiana primary on May 3rd. Unlike last night when he took a more restrained tone, today he was on the attack.
I'm millions of votes ahead, millions of votes ahead of Lion Ted Cruz, right? I'm about 300 delegates ahead of Lion Ted.
But in Pennsylvania today, Texas Senator Ted Cruz insisted the race for the GOP nomination is far from over.
And there's a reason Donald wants all of the lapdogs in the media to say that the race is over. Because the 3 weeks that preceded yesterday, there were a total of five states that voted. Utah, Wisconsin, North Dakota, Colorado, Wyoming. In all five, we won a landslide.
Cruz predicted a contested convention is inevitable, telling a Philadelphia radio station nobody is getting 1,237 delegates to clinch the nomination before then. But on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton's double-digit victory last night puts her on track to wrap things up before convention time.
The race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch, and victory is in sight.
Clinton campaigned in Philadelphia today. There were mixed messages coming out of the Bernie Sanders campaign after his 16-point loss in New York. Last night, senior advisor Tad Devine said they will, quote, assess where we are after next week's primaries. Today, he took a different tack.
I think we have a lot of time. You know, we've got over 1,400 delegates still to be picked. We've got huge states like California still in play. Only Bernie Sanders can do something that we need to do to win the general election, bring in young people.
Sanders himself took the day off from campaigning and returned home to Vermont.